The Way the Dead Love. 1. It was a hotel near the top of a hill, just enough tilt in that hill to help you run down to the liquor store, and coming back with a bottle just enough climb to make the effort worthwhile. The hotel had once been painted a peacock green, lots of hot flare, but now after the rains, the peculiar Los Angeles rains that clean and fade everything, the hot green was just hanging on by its teeth, like the people who lived inside. How I moved in there or why I'd left the previous place, I hardly remember. It was probably my drinking and not working very much, and the loud mid-morning arguments with the ladies of the street. And by mid-morning arguments, I do not mean 10:30 a.m., I mean 3:30 a.m., Usually, if the police weren't called, it ended up with a little note under the door, always in pencil, on torn, lined paper. Dear sir, we are going to have to ask you to move quick as possible. Anyway, there I was, the Green Hotel, the faded Green Hotel. And I was there with my suitcase full of rags, alone at the time, but I had the rent money, was sober, and I got a room in the front facing the street, third floor. Phone outside my door, in the hall, hot plate in the window, large sink, small wall refrigerator, a couple of chairs, a table, bed, and the bathroom down the hall. And although the building was very old, they even had an elevator. It had once been a class joint. Now I was there. The first thing I did was get a bottle, and after a drink and killing two roaches, I felt like I belonged. Then I went to the phone and tried to call a lady who I felt might help me, but she was evidently out helping somebody else.